It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Chase Bowen! 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2 runners go. It is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! For Marauders, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montoot, get the job done!
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second, the pitch comes, battle takes, strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby, let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Tampa Tarpons, the single-A affiliate of the New York Yankees. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you for the pregame show. This is game three of the six-game series. The Marauders have not won either game so far, and it has been a wacky road to get this far this week. Game one Tuesday night, a 10-4 loss for the Marauders that saw them creep as close as within one run in the fourth inning. That one later slipped away from them. That saw a four-run ninth inning. We also saw a weather delay in that one. We also saw a huge weather delay last night. Bottom of the fifth inning, 2 hours and 40 minutes worth of waiting for the weather to clear and for the field conditions to be upkept and the field to be manicured again so we could get ready to play again. So we got things ready, underway again at about 10:15 p.m. last night after the weather delay. And all said and done, the Tampa Tarpons put up three runs on the board in the top of the ninth. And that ninth inning comes back to haunt the Marauders for a second straight night as the Tarpons coasted on to win that one 4-1. Tonight, the Marauders look to avoid a three-game losing streak, and they'll look to right-hander Wilkin Ramos, who's been a treat to watch in relief. However, he'll be making a spot start tonight. He'll be making a start for the first time since last season in the Florida Complex League, and he has not been a regular starter since the 2019 season when he was pitching in the Gulf Coast League. So we'll see what Ramos can bring, and we'll see how far he can pitch into tonight's game. Of course, weather pending as it is late June here in Florida. There are some dark and threatening looking clouds in the distance, and we hope that they keep their distance from the ballpark, but that remains to be seen. Wilkin Ramos will be opposed by the sinker slider right-hander Juan Carella for the Tarpons. More on both those men and the starting lineups a little bit later. First, we'll step aside, and when we come back, come throughout the Pirates organization. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lee Cobb Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders pregame show tonight continues with a brief farm report. The latest on what's going on throughout the Pirates minor league system. We begin with AAA Indianapolis. The Indians with an 8-5 loss to the Nashville Sounds last night. A couple of bright spots offensively for the Indians in that game, though. Three hits each for Cal Mitchell and Taylor Davis and Rodolfo Castro. 1-for-4 with a solo home run, his seventh home run of the season. Indy continues their series in Nashville tonight at 8:05 Eastern Time, and they'll send the longtime former Philly right-hander Jared Eichhoff to the mound in that game. At AA, the Altoona Curve, an 8-3 win over Harrisburg for the second straight night. Similar scores on those two first games of the series. Carmen Majinski, six solid innings, struck out eight, allowed only one run in his quality start. Blake Sable, the former Marauder, 2-for-3 with a double and a solo home run, his eighth of the season. Matt Gorski, a two-run triple in that game. Gorski, unfortunately, hitting the injured list today. Trevor already in action, getting underway about 20 minutes ago against Harrisburg. Kyle Nicholas getting the start for Altoona in that game, as they're already underway against the Harrisburg Senators. High A Greensboro, a 6-4 win over Hickory last night in a 10-inning game. Jackson Glenn, 4-for-5 with two runs batted in, including a go-ahead RBI double in the 10th inning. Also three hits apiece from former Marauders Francisco Acuna and Abraham Gutierrez. Series continues for Greensboro against Hickory tonight at 7 p.m. Right-hander Sean Sullivan takes the mound for the Grasshoppers in that game. In the Florida Complex League today, FCL Pirates had the day off yesterday. Back in action today, a 7-1 win over the FCL Red Sox as that game started at noon. And the big highlight in that one, Bubba Chandler, his first career grand slam. And you have to wonder, it's only a matter of time before we potentially see Bubba Chandler in a Marauders uniform. Finally, the Dominican Summer League action. Yesterday, Pirates Black with a 3-1 win over the Cubs Blue team. And a double-barreled action today in the DSL. Pirates Black with a 13-1 win over the DSL Cubs Blue. And Pirates Gold, 4-2 winners over the DSL Mets 2. That's what's going on in the Pirates organization. We'll step aside again. When we return, we'll give you the starting lineups and the pitching matchup. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Time to meet the starting lineups for tonight's game at Leacom Park as the Marauders pregame show continues. We begin with the visiting Tampa Tarpons, a second-half record of 4-1. They lead the West Division here in the second half. Overall, the Tarpons are 31-40 on the season. Their lineup looks like this. Shortstop Alexander Vargas leads off with the DH tonight. Jason Dominguez batting second. He had a big solo homer in last night's game. Catcher Austin Wells, the Yankees' number 9 prospect, bats third. First baseman Anthony Garcia, league leader in walks, bats cleanup. Third baseman Marcos Cabrera bats fifth. He leads the Tarpons with 11 home runs on the year. He's batting fifth with center fielder Madison Santos hitting sixth. Second baseman Ben Cowles bats seventh. Left fielder Grant Richardson bats eighth. He's on a 4-game hit streak. And right fielder Kyle Battle rounds out the 9 for the Tarpons on the field. They're all playing behind right-hander Juan Corella from the Dominican Republic. 20-year-old right-hander has enjoyed a tremendously successful season. 2.47 ERA over 11 starts. He has struck out 76 batters over 54 2/3 innings. He is also holding opponents to a 179 average. Primarily sinker-slider approach from the right-hander from the Dominican. That is who the Tarpons send down to the mound tonight. For the Marauders this evening, a second-half record of 2-3 to begin play here in the second half of the campaign. 31-39, the Marauders' overall record. Third baseman Mike Jarvis leads off for Bradenton with second baseman Davies Nadal batting second. Center fielder Jace Bowen bats third. He is second in the FSL in 41 RBIs. Shortstop Sung Chae Cheng, who homered for the Marauders' only run last night, bats cleanup. Right fielder Rodolfo Nolasco bats fifth. Left fielder Randy Romero bats sixth in the order tonight. Catcher Grant Cook hits seventh. First baseman Norgies Marcos is batting eighth. And in the ninth spot tonight, the DH Josiah Dixon. On the mound for the Marauders, making a spot start, normally out of the bullpen in the later innings, Wilkin Ramos will make the spot start here on this Thursday. Ramos this season, 4-point strikeouts over 23 innings, still looking to continue refining that command. He has also walked 18 batters on the campaign. There are your pitchers, your pitching matchup, and the lineups for the Marauders and the Tarpons tonight. Looking at still partly gray, cloudy skies, but with peaks of blue scattered throughout. We'll see what we get weather-wise. There's just no guessing and really getting it right, unless you just get totally lucky. when it comes to weather here in the summer in Florida. So we'll see what we get. We'll see what the evening brings. Meanwhile, first pitch is just moments away, so we will step aside. Marauders and the Tarpons coming up next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Leacon Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Leacon Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration. 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make ill tobacco, get the help you need to quit your way at TobaccoFreeFlorida.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacon Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Come join us at Leacon Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com. Welcome back inside Lecom Park, partly sunny and partly threateningly cloudy here in Bradenton this evening. The Marauders and the Tampa Tarpons, single affiliates of the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Yankees, coming your way on this Thursday night. And we look at right-handed pitcher Wilkin Ramos making his first start warm-up tosses and was acquired by the Pirates organization via trade from the Oakland Athletics in late 2018. This is his third season as a Pirates farmhand, and he features a sinker-curveball combination. And he'll go up against shortstop Alexander Vargas, Yankees number 28 prospect, according to Baseball America. Switch hitter batting left-handed. Very spindly build from the left side by Vargas. 5'11", 148 pounds. 20-year-old from Matanzas, Cuba. The Marauders in the home whites. Tarpons back in the baby blue, sleeveless jerseys with the road gray pants. Ramos gets the signal. Here's the windup in the game's first pitch, and it is taken high and outside, ball one, and we're underway. 6:31 p.m. 89 degrees, mostly cloudy, with the wind blowing consistently across the field from left to right. The 1-0 from Ramos. Fastball swung on, popped up. Third base side out of play. Fastball can sit in the mid-90s. We'll reach up to the upper 90s when Ramos puts a little extra zip on it. Here's his 1-1. Vargas takes in tight. 94 on the heater that time. Tarpons, winners of the first two games of the series. The Marauders looking to avoid a three-game losing streak. Ramos over the head with his windup. The 2-1 pitch, and it's taken high and outside. Ball three, Ramos falls behind. That has been more of the main struggle for Ramos this season, the command. He's walked 18 batters in 23 innings, all worked out of the bullpen up until tonight. 3-1, take it way inside for ball four, and Ramos issues the leadoff walk. Let's meet the Marauders' defense tonight. In the outfield from left to right, it's Randy Romero, Jace Bowen, Rodolfo Nolasco. On the infield, Mike Jarvis starts at third base, Sungche Chang at short, Davies Nadal at second, Norkis Marcos the first baseman, and Grant Cook is the first baseman. There's a defensive alignment on your screen for those watching on MLB TV tonight. Jason Dominguez bats next. Left-handed hitter takes a fastball up in the zone for strike one. Baseball America has Dominguez as the number 8 prospect in the Yankee system. He can hit for power, hit for reasonable average, good speed, good arm, good glove. He has it all. Next pitch in the dirt. Gets away from Cook. He can't find it. It's right by his feet. And yet the runner from first base, Vargas, goes diving into second base with no throw. As Tarpon's team loves to run, and they show it right away. Now out to mount for a visit is Grant Cook. You got to keep an eye on these Tarpon's base runners, and of course that was Vargas going on the pitch in the dirt, not a straight steal. Point still stands, though this team loves to run. The Tarpons rank second in the Florida State League with 113 stolen bases as they play in their 72nd game this season, averaging well over a steal per game. 1-1 on Jason Dominguez with a man on second. The 1-1 pitch, a swing and a bouncing ball pulled to first. Marcos waits back on it, runs it toward the bag, sprints, and he loses the race. Dominguez beats it out. Not a good start for the Marauders as Jason Dominguez reaches first base on what should have been the first out of the inning. And Wilkin Ramos, the pitcher, not as quick as he could have been over to cover first base to help his first baseman out. So Ramos finds himself in some early danger. Infield single there for Dominguez. Here's Austin Wells, dangerous left-handed hitting catcher.
number 9 Yankees prospect. Ramos kicks and fires. Fastball, check swing by Wells. Able to hold up. No appeal on the check swing. See the numbers for Wells in a brief stint with the Tarpons this season. 308 hitter, one home run, three runs batted in, slugging 471. The 1-0. He swings and belts this one deep to right field. Nolasco back, looking up. This ball is gone, and the Marauders are in an early 3-0 hole. Second home run in a Tarpons uniform this season for Austin Wells. Not a big mistake pitch by Wilkin Ramos. Well, the first round pick by the Yankees back in 2020, coming through in a big way here. Tarpons, well on their way early on in their quest for a third straight win here in Bradenton. That brings up Anthony Garcia, big time power from this fella. Here's the windup of the pitch by Ramos. Garcia out in this first inning. Ramos trying to rub the baseball between his hands, and Ramos looking toward the dugout now. Wonder if something's wrong here. Pitching coach Yorman Bizardo, athletic trainer Casey Lee out to look at Ramos. He's got his glove tucked underneath his left arm, and this Marauders team has already suffered a rash of injuries this season. And if Ramos is unable to continue, this is really going to put the Marauders in a big bind here. Jonathan Johnston slowly ambling over the line to look at his hurler as well. Ramos communicating with his pitching coach, and Casey Lee also right there. Trying to assess his condition here. Ramos still cradling that glove in his left hand, and he's going to be coming out of this game. So Wilkin Ramos leaving this game early with an apparent injury or apparent discomfort here in the first inning. And an unfortunate break for the Marauders. Jonathan Johnston forced to move to the bullpen with obviously nobody getting loose here. So whoever it is coming in for the pen will get plenty of extra time to warm up here. We'll step aside. 3-0 Tarpons on the Austin Wells 3-run blast to right field. And we'll return soon. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Bumpy start for the Marauders tonight at Lecom Park. Tampa taking a 3-0 lead on a 3-run homer in the first inning by Austin Wells, and with nobody out, Christian Charley is on the pitch, taking over for Wilkin Ramos, leaving with an apparent injury. So our best thoughts and wishes are with Wilkin Ramos, and we hope that whatever discomfort he's been experiencing is minor. So Christian Charley, as we take a look at the right-hander from the Dominican, Charlie is a 22-year-old hailing from La Romana. Just turned 22 earlier this month. Brings in a 2.25 ERA over 16 relief appearances. Holding opponents to a 220 batting average. Has a whip of 1.17 and has struck out 29 batters over 24 innings while walking only 8. And, of course, replacing an injured pitcher with no advance notice. This is just spur of the moment here. Charlie's been given plenty of extra time to get loose by late umpire Garrett Griffin. For those who are just joining us, to catch you up, Alexander Vargas led off the game with a walk on 5 pitches from Wilkin Ramos, who got the spot start nod tonight. Jason Dominguez followed with an infield single down the first baseline that Norquis Marco lost the foot race to the first base bag. And Austin Wells clobbered a pitch from Ramos onto the boardwalk in right field. And just one pitch to Anthony Garcia by Wilkin Ramos. And Ramos was done for the night with that discomfort. So with dark gray clouds looming ever closer from behind the outfield, waiting for Christian Charlie to fully get loose. Charlie in his third season as a professional. All of his time as a pro spent in the Pirates organization. Signed with the Buccos back in 2018. Made his pro debut later that summer in the DSL. 14 appearances, mostly out of the bullpen. And he's been exclusively a reliever since then. Over 3 seasons, Christian Charlie, 46 appearances, 3.98 ERA, 245 opposing batting average, and on his career, some pretty good-looking strikeout numbers, 96 punch-outs, over 95 total innings of work. Charlie appears to be heating up, getting closer to being fully ready. And once he is ready, he will inherit a 1-0 count on Anthony Garcia. Now we still have a couple of minutes. Some glances around the Florida State League tonight. Of course, nothing has gone final. There were no day games scheduled for today. Across the league, we have Jupiter visiting St. Lucie, Palm Beach hosting Daytona, Clearwater hosting Lakeland, and Fort Myers hosting Dunedin. That's all going on tonight over the Florida State League, and we'll give you updates as the evening rolls along. Christian Charlie still going through additional warm-up tosses. Manager Rachel Balkovec hustling back out to her first base coaching box in preparation for the resumption of this top of the first inning. Charlie appears to be ready. Plate umpire Garrett Griffin is making sure that he is, and Garrett Griffin is beckoning for Charlie to come toward him. Not sure what this is about. Jonathan Johnson, oh, the earrings. Christian Charlie's been asked to remove his earrings. So Charlie, carefully, both ears. Thing is, with that sun beating down from the third base side of the ballpark, those can be distracting for hitters. So Garrett Griffin asks for Charlie to remove them. Jonathan Johnson goes and grabs them from his right-hander. And Anthony Garcia back to the plate. Again, our thoughts with Wilkin Ramos. Injured just a few batters into this game with nobody out here in the first. Tampa leading 3-0. Anthony Garcia batting average just over the Mendoza line, but 10 home runs, second most on the team. Here is the 1-0 from Christian Charlie. Fastball misses high for ball two. Given the circumstances, you can understand Charlie maybe a little bit wild to begin his outing tonight. He sets. And the 2-0 pitch to Garcia. Swing and a miss. Strike one. 58 walks for Garcia on the year. Leads the league. Contributing to a .382 on base percentage. Now Charlie with a 2-1. Garcia takes a pitch low. Mid-90s fastball for Charlie. Also brings a slider. That's a heck of a coat there. Little Pirates logo blazer by one of our most loyal Marauders fans in the house. Looking good. 3-1 pitch from Charlie. Here's a swing and a high, towering pop-up shallow right field. Second baseman Nadal out. Right fielder Nolasco in. Nolasco wants it, and he makes the one-handed catch. Well, does the Marauders get the first out of the inning. So that'll bring up Marcos Cabrera, a man who, judging by his build, you wouldn't think is a huge power hitter. But he's put up the power numbers this season. Leads the team with 11 home runs. That's tied for second in the Florida State League. Bases empty, one away. Top one here in Bradenton. Tarpons with an early 3-0 lead. Here's the pitch to Cabrera. Slider misses high. Batting average down to the 1-0 pitch. Fastball low. The month of June, Christian Charlie over five appearances, 2.84 ERA, 0.95 whip. He has struck out seven while walking only one in his June appearances. The 2-0, Cabrera swings and fouls it back. Over on the third base side, Lee Com Park grounds crew waiting in the wings. They're sitting in that camera well just in case this inclement weather approaches a little too closely for comfort. That wind is starting to pick up, by the way, blowing across from left to right. The 2-1 to Marcos Cabrera. He swings and fouls it right back toward this booth. Knocked down by the extended netting. Christian Charlie here in the first inning on in very early relief of Wilkin Ramos, leaving after three batters with an injury. Here's the set. Charlie's 2-2 toss. Cabrera swings and foul tips it off the mitt of Cook. Can't really practice that one. A little bad luck for Cookie and the Marauders. So Cabrera will see at least six pitches in this plate appearance. Infield shading to the pole side on the right-handed hitter. The 2-2 again. Cabrera takes a breaking ball. Low it outside. It is the challenge system tonight, by the way. Plate umpire Garrett Griffin making the ball and strike calls manually. Players on either team, batter, pitcher, or catcher, can elect to challenge them. The 3-2 pitch, Cabrera swings and pops it up on the first base side. Out of play, headed toward the Fan Plaza. And about five or six boys of probably 10 years of age and younger go sprinting out the tunnel after that ball. Pitch number 8 coming next. Charlie steps off the rubber. Time called. Grant Cook out for a chat. Wonder if there's some misunderstanding here with the pitch calling signals. Austin Wells, a three-run homer, giving inning. That came on the heels of an Alexander Vargas walk to lead off the game. Jason Dominguez followed with an infield single. Cabrera settles back in. Three balls and two strikes the count. Charlie comes set. Here's the right-hander's payoff pitch. It is swung on and missed. Strike three. Got him on a slider. Christian Charlie sets down Marcos Cabrera. And there are two gone for the Tarpons. Slider at the top of the zone there. Not exactly where you want to throw that pitch. Charlie gets away with a mistake, though, as Cabrera can't connect on it. Madison Santos next up. Left-handed batter facing Charlie the righty. The pitch. Santos takes one over his head as he ducks underneath it. That ball sailing to the backstop and bouncing off the padded backstop wall. Santos hails from Monte Cristi in the Dominican Republic. Signed with the Yankees in January of 2018. Joined Tampa originally last year, early in the month of August. Spent some time on the injured list near the end of the year. The 1-0 pitch. Santos lays off high. Nope, take that back. A late strike call. One and one with that Marauders infield shifted dramatically over to the right side on the left-handed batter. Shortstop Chang almost right up the middle. The 1-1. Santos takes a slider that slipped. That's outside. Ball two. Tarpons in those baby blue sleeveless jerseys with navy blue sleeves underneath. 2-1 pitch. Santos takes. That's a strike on the Charlie fastball. 2-2 now. Marauders down early. Fans trying to encourage them here, but now a strike three called on Santos. Pitch clock violation. Well, the Marauders will top the first, but the three-run bomb by Austin Wells gives Tampa the early lead. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lee Com Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Early work for the Marauders bats to do as they trail 3-0. We go to the bottom of the first inning at Leecom Park. And a look at the right-hander from the Dominican Republic, 20-year-old Juan Carella, 2.47 ERA, averaging 12.5 strikeouts per 9 innings on the year. Mike Jarvis, Marauders leadoff hitter as of late. Game, third game of the 6-gamer series. Pitch to Jarvis, a fastball a little bit low from Carella. Carella listed at 6'3", 186 pounds. Almost a shortstop build. 1-0 pitch, that fastball a little bit low. Looking at him, you would almost think a shortstop prospect. Tall and spindly, but very athletic looking. Carella, 11 starts, making his 12th start tonight. The 2-0 to Mike Jarvis. Take in on the inside corner, a strike. .02 whip, holding opponents to a .179 batting average on the season. 76 strikeouts over those 54 and two-thirds innings. 2-1 to Jarvis, high and inside. He pulls his arms out of the way. 3 balls and a strike on Jarvis. 6th-round pick by the Pirates last year out of San Diego State. Here comes Carella with a 3-1. Fastball in tight. Jarvis earns the walk. Good start for the Marauders. Let's meet the Tarpons' defense behind Juan Carella. The outfield from left to right consists of Grant Richardson, Madison Santos, and Kyle Battle. On the infield, it's Marcos Cabrera at third base, Alexander Vargas at short, Ben Cowles at second base, Anthony Garcia, the big first baseman, and Austin Wells catching. Defensive alignment there on your screen for those watching on MLB TV tonight. Here's Davies Nadal. Back-to-back two-hit games. For the young shortstop, the pitch. That is a little outside, ball one. Nadal getting plenty of reps at shortstop this season. Playing second base tonight, though. Been playing more and more second base with Sungjae Cheng back into the regular fold since being activated off the IL recently. Here's the 1-0 to Nadal. He takes low and inside. Juan Carella, a little bit of a frustrated spike of the rosin bag to the back of the mound after that pitch. Marauders trailing 3-0, but the leadoff man aboard here in the bottom of the first. Moving, and Nadal taking, pitches outside for ball three. Command, not usually much of a struggle for Juan Carella. Only 21 free passes over 54 and two-thirds innings. Falling behind to two straight hitters, though, to begin his night. Shortstop Vargas playing very close to the middle. Third baseman Cabrera far off the line. Here's the 3-0 pitch, and Nadal takes all the way. It's low and outside for ball four, and the Marauders get back-to-back walks to start off the first inning. Big opportunity coming up for Jace Bowen, but he'll have to wait until after the mound visit. Tarpon's pitching coach, Grayson Crawford, coming out for a mound visit. Not pitching's finest hour to begin the night for either team so far. Joaquin Ramos started this game for the Marauders. Faced all of three batters, and fourth batter he faced, one pitch into the plate appearance, left with an apparent injury. That coming on the heels of an Austin Wells three-run homer. Christian Charlay had to come on and finish the first inning for him, retired all three batters that he faced. Now Juan Corella, who's been reliable out of the Tarpons rotation all year, off to a bumpy start himself. So here's Jace Bowen representing the tying run at the plate for Bradenton. Team leader with 8 home runs on the season. Second in the Florida State League with 41 runs batted in. Corella looks back at second where Jarvis takes his lead. And here's the pitch to Bowen. Breaking ball. Drops into the zone to strike. We gave you the repertoire on the pregame show of Juan Corella. Sinker slider primarily. Sinker will sit in the low 90s. He'll crank it up to 95, 96 at times. Long pause. Right-hander checks second again. And the 0-1 pitch. Bowen swings and grounds one to the hole at short. Backhand sliding stop by Vargas. Throw to first is not nearly in time. Bowen beats it out. Infield single for Jace Bowen. And just a brief moment's hesitation there by Alexander Vargas before delivering the throw. Had to make sure his first baseman Garcia was ready to receive the throw. And that ended up being the difference maker. Sung Jae Chang, who homered last night, has the big chance now with the bases loaded and nobody out. Corella goes from the full windup here. He deals to Chang, taking all the way, it appears, on the inside corner, a strike. Mike Jarvis, the lead runner at third base. Davies Nadal at second. Jace Bowen on first. Here's Corella with the 0-1 offering. Chang takes. Low and outside. Sung Jae Chang is willing to take a walk. And is 197 plate appearances this season. 20 walks for him. 1-1. Chang swings and misses. Strike two. Slider that time from Corella. Mike Jarvis taking his lead into foul ground, coming down the third base line. Anxious to score that first Marauders run of the night. Corella's 1-2 pitch to Chang is at the letters for strike three. Sung Jae Chang not able to deliver with bases full. That'll bring up Rodolfo Nolasco. Nolasco facing his countrymen here. Both of these men hailing from the Dominican. Corella winds and tosses, and Nolasco wisely takes a slider down and away. Burgeoning power for this strong right-handed hitter. Nolasco tied for second on the team with 5 home runs. The 1-0. Nolasco takes a slider. That's high strike for strike one. It's been a very generous top of the strike zone so far from Garrett Griffin. Corella seeming to find his feel for his pitches again. The 1-1. Nolasco swings through a slider for strike two. Corella going to the rosin bag, giving it a brief squeeze. Bases full of Marauders. Nolasco representing the go-ahead run at the plate. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Nolasco takes. Slider in the dirt that time. Wise take. 2-2. Good work by Wells, keeping it in front. Darkening grayish-blue skies at the backdrop here at Leacom Park. The lights are on. Nolasco awaiting a 2-2. Corella still from the full windup. The pitch from the righty is in the dirt. A good backhanded pick out of the dirt by Wells. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Well, for a guy who has drawn some criticism for his defense, Austin Wells has shown some pretty good defense throughout the series. He's got the start behind the plate in Game 1 on Tuesday night. Showed the ability to block pitches in the dirt. Strong throwing arm, quick transfer. Now the 3-2 pitch coming to Nolasco. He swings and misses through a hanging slider for strike three. Now Randy Romero will look to put something in play and get the Marauders on the board. ...22-year-old from Mexicali, Mexico, signed with the Pirates in 2017. First year at full season ball. Here's the pitch to Romero. First pitch, a slider, a little too high. Jarvis on third, Nadal on second, Bowen on first base. Walk, infield, single in that order. Here's the 1-0. Romero takes inside. Big opportunity to change the momentum in this game. Three-run blast, top of the first. We're here in the home half. Bases are loaded with two outs. Corella rocks and deals the 2-0, and a breaking ball is high and outside. Snap throw to second base is not in time. Nadal back in, standing up. And Romero looked like he was thinking about challenging that call, decided not to. So it's 2-1 still, the right-handed batter. With the bases still loaded, here's Corella's 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball, nearly finds the inside corner, but it's ruled a ball. The Tarpons want to challenge it. Garrett Griffin turns to the booth, and this call is upheld. Three balls to strike on Randy Romero, so now one more errant pitch forces the Marauders' first run home. See if Romero gets anything to hit here on 3-1. The windup. And the pitch, Romero takes a slider for strike two. Every run will be in motion now. Count full, two outs, bases full for Bradenton. All three runners are ready to go. Here's the windup in the pitch, the runners break. Romero swings and gets a piece of a slider, fouling it back. Looked like he swung at ball four off the plate. They get into protection mode with two strikes on you, especially in a situation such as this. Sometimes hard not to swing. And of course, Corella does bring that good slider. We'll do it again at 3-2, bases loaded. Corella winds and deals. There go the runners. Romero swings and tips this one back. We'll do it again. Nice battle here from Randy Romero, who will see pitch number 8 next. Pitch count suddenly starting to creep up on Juan Corella. Just shy of 30 in the inning. Romero stepping out of the batter's box momentarily. Digs back in, ready to go. Base is full, two outs. Here's the 3-2 pitch, four, and that forces a run home. And the Tarpons appealing a check swing that barely even happened. So Randy Romero, very disciplined, draws the bases loaded walk, and the Marauders are on the board. It's now 3-1 Tampa. So they're reloaded for Grant Cook, who got a hold of one a couple of nights ago. Cook with his first home run of the season back on Tuesday night with a two-run blast, just fair down the left field line. Wouldn't be the worst thing for the Marauders here to see him do it again. Here's a windup by Corella and the pitch. Cook takes way inside on a fastball. Nadal on third base, Bowen on second. Romero on first after his bases loaded walk forced home run. Corella deals the 1-0 and Cook swings at a breaking ball and pops it up. That's over the left side of the infield. Third baseman Cabrera waves his arms and he makes the two-handed catch. Inning is over. Bases loaded, nobody out. The Marauders get just one run out of it. We'll be right back for the second. Tampa 3, Bradenton 1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Love the between innings promotions here at Leacom Park. Got the old knocker balls. A couple of boys banging into each other with those padded squishy balls. Here's Ben Cowles leading off the second for Tampa. They lead the Marauders 3-1. Cowles takes the first pitch, a high strike from Christian Charlie. Charlie called into quick action in the first inning. Wilkin Ramos leaving the game with nobody out with an apparent injury. Here's the 0-1 to Cowles. He swings and lifts a fly ball to center field. Jace Bowen tracking it. A few steps to his left into the gap in right center. And moving in front of Rodolfo Nolasco. Bowen makes the catch. And Nolasco jokingly taking a dismissive swipe in the air with his right hand toward his teammate. As if to say, hey, you stole my fly ball. One down for the Tarpons. That brings up Grant Richardson. He's working on a four-game hit streak, during which he's batting .429. Here's the pitch by Charlie. Richardson wants a fastball strike. Big, giant bird swooping over the field, now making his way toward the left field corner. And stops right on top of that left field pole. Not a bad vantage point. Good choice. Here's the 0-1. Swinging a line drive right to the first baseman. Marcos, he makes the catch. Just an inch or two above the dirt. Marcos snares it. And I think Marcos, St. Fraley, showing with his right hand, I think that ball was knuckling on him. So good job to stick with it. Marcos makes the play. Two quick outs here at the top of the second inning. Kyle Battle, number nine hitter in the order. And the Virginia native gets the first pitch and looks at a fastball strike at 95 from Charlie. Tarpons 3, Marauders 1. Bradenton getting a run out of a bases-loaded walk by Randy Romero in the bottom of the first. 0-1 pitch. That's strike 2 on a Charlie slider. Tarpons getting the Austin Wells 3-run blast to right field onto the boardwalk. Wind shifting dramatically, blowing in straight from center now here in Bradenton. Here's the 0-2. Battle swings and misses. Down he goes. Strike 3. A quick second inning by Christian Charlie. We head to the bottom of the second. Marauders trailing by 2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Sky's looking scary, but we've remained dry so far. We go to the bottom of the second here in Bradenton. Marauders trailing the Tarpons 3-1. Northeast Marcos facing Juan Corella, whose first pitch slider is in the zone for a strike. Difficult season for Marcos, 16 games, hitting 0-91, 4 for his first 44th plate. Here's the 0-1 pitch, fastball onto the outside corner, that's strike two. Marcos has gone down on strikes 24 times in his 16 games. He challenges this call, by the way, and it's been overturned. One ball, one strike now on Marcos. Wise challenge there, that one did indeed look to be a little off the plate. 1-1 coming from Corella. Breaking ball, cut and a missed. Defensive specialist for the most part. Marcos flashing the leather at first base, third base, shortstop, second base. 1-2. Slider in the dirt, laid off. Three of Marcos' four hits have gone for extra bases. He has a triple and a pair of doubles. The 2-2 coming from Corella. Slider, that's in the zone, strike three, and Marcos is frozen. So Marcos, down on strikes, looking. That'll bring up Josiah Dixon, who has cooled off over his last couple of games. Hit safely in his first six with the Marauders this year. Joined the team on the road trip in Fort Myers a couple of weeks ago. Here's the windup by Corella. His pitch is too high. Dixon taking the place vacated by outfielder Luke Brown, who is at Fort Myers' stay. Here comes the 1-0 to Dixon. Breaking ball over for a strike. Game three of the six-game set. The Marauders trying to avoid a three-game losing streak. Tampa red-hot to begin the second half. They are 4-1. The windup and the 1-1. Dixon checks his swing and can't hold up on that slider down. He went around for strike two. That wind has lightened up now over the last couple of minutes. Just a soft breeze pushing in from center now. The 1-2. Dixon swings and misses strike three. Just could not see that slider coming from Juan Corella. And back-to-back punch-outs by the Tarpons righty. And it's back to the top of the order with Mike Jarvis. Jarvis started a Marauders base-loaded threat in the first inning. Loaded the bags with nobody out. The Marauders got just one run out of it, though. Pitch to Jarvis. Swing and a miss. Looked like he was looking fastball all the way. Sold out for it. Got the slider instead from Corella. Corella from the first base end of the rubber. Winds and offers, and a fastball right down the middle for strike two. Marauders are trying to put something in play here in the second inning. Trailing by just two runs. Down but not out early on. The 0-2 breaking ball is strike three in the inside corner. Juan Corella strikes out the side here in the second. On to the third, Tarpons lead it 3-1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer, every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Lecom Park, splashed in sunshine. Plenty of folks enjoying the game here on this Thursday and looking to avoid the rain in the area. We go to the third inning at Lecom Park. Tarpons lead the Marauders 3-1. Christian Charley is back for some more emergency relief work. He deals to Alexander Vargas, and the first pitch is at the knees for a strike. Three-run homer by Austin Wells, as well as an apparent injury to Wilkin Ramos, spelling the end early on tonight for the Marauders' spot starter, Ramos. Charley came on to face the fourth batter of the first inning. He's been on ever since. Charley with the 0-1, and that pitch is just below the zone, a ball. Infield shading the left-handed batter to pull. 1-1 toss. That's over the outside corner, called strike two. It is made. Alexander Vargas asked to challenge it. Garrett overturned. That's ball two. So Vargas now faces a 2-1 count. And the pitch by Charley. Fastball, not sure where exactly that one missed. 3-1 now. Here's the set. Charley trying to fight back in the plate appearance. 3-1 pitch is swung on it. Foul back, and Vargas almost corkscrewing himself into the ground. Falls to a knee on the follow-through that swing. Got his pants all dirty from it. Count is full. 3-2. Charley with the payoff pitch, and Vargas swings and slaps it foul. Line drive down the left field line. A couple of flashes of lightning going off behind left field, far off in the distance. Three balls and two strikes on Alexander Vargas, the Tarpons' leadoff hitter. Charley with the toss, and it swung on and missed. Strike three, blew him away on the fastball. Seven up, seven down by Christian Charley. Looking good. Fastball with a little tail on it. Guided just off the outside corner. Vargas can't get a hold of it. That is the fourth strikeout for Charley over 2 1/3 innings. Jason Dominguez stands in the box. Goes after the first pitch and whacks a ground ball foul down the first baseline. Bouncing off the sidewall, ricocheting into right field where Rodolfo Nolasco will clear it from the field of play. Throws it toward the boardwalk where a group of kids are waiting over atop the Marauders' bullpen. 0-1 on Jason Dominguez, who legged down an infield single his first time. The 0-1, breaking ball, swung on and blooped toward shallow center. Shortstop Chang out, and with his feet still in the infield dirt, makes the catch. And the Tarpons have two away here in the third. Sung Jae Chang steadily manning shortstop ever since his return from the injured list a couple of weeks ago on the Fort Myers trip. Jonathan Johnson easing him slowly back into the mix at first, playing every other game that week. He has since resumed playing every day. Here's Austin Wells, whose three-run homer is responsible for this Tarpons' two-run advantage. Here's a fastball strike from Charley. Wells still with that perfectly manicured mustache adorning his face. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Wells takes an off-speed outside corner for strike two. 1970s, 1980s look there for Wells. That lip lettuce. Charley ahead, 0-2 on the Tarpons catcher. Here's the pitch from the right-hander. Wells swings and misses, losing his helmet in the process. And the inning is over on the Charley 97-mile-per-hour heater. We head to the bottom of the third. Marauders trailing by two. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Sky's darkening here at Leacom Park, and crew is on the alert here. We continue to play on for the time being. Bottom of the third inning getting started, with the Marauders trailing the Tarpons 3-1. Marauders second baseman Davis Nadal bats against right-hander Juan Corella, who winds and tosses, and Nadal goes after the first pitch, chopping it foul. Three-run homer by Austin Wells in the top of the first for the Tarpons. Marauders got one run back in the bottom of the first. Base loaded walk by Randy Romero. Corella with the 0-1. Nadal takes inside corner for a strike. Quickly, Nadal asks for a challenge. What do we have? Call is upheld. So 0-2 on Nadal. The Marauders are getting a right-hander loose in their bullpen. The 0-2 to Nadal. Up and away. Fastball not close. Going to try and peer down that bullpen here with the old binoculars and try and get a look at who that is throwing. The 1-2. Swing and a ground ball. Lined hard down the first baseline, foul. A low line drive. Bouncing foul. Sebastian Rodriguez, the newcomers to the Marauders pitching staff, is the man throwing. Nadal looking to stay alive on a 1-2 count. Here it is from Corella. Breaking ball is low for ball two. Not a bad spot for it at all. Three innings of early relief. Job well done. Didn't land with base runner, so he's likely finished. 2-2 pitch. Low and inside, and that hit Nadal in the foot. Yes, it did. 2-2 slider gets away from Corella, and the Marauders get a free pass there on the hit-by-pitch. Nadal not showing any sign of discomfort, and he jogs down to first base. Ooh, on the back foot. The very definition of a back foot slider. Jace Bowen at the plate now, representing the tying run for Bradenton here in the third. Corella peeks over his shoulder, the runner on first, and deals. Bowen takes a slider, high and tight. Most of Corella's mistakes with that slider have been up in the zone, sometimes out of the strike zone. He'll have to be careful with those. Those hanging breaking balls can be torched if a hitter's timing is right. Now Bowen gets the 1-0. Slider again too far inside, 2-0. Lots of fans enjoying our Thirsty Thursday here at Leacom Park. Special prices on beers for fans 21 and over. And special prices on soft drinks for fans of all ages. That's every Thursday here at Leacom. Spinner to throw to first, a pickoff. Safe on the play, Nadal. We have a slate gray cloud cover over the ballpark now. Long pause by Corella, and his 2-0. Nadal bluffs for second. Slider misses low and outside for the righty. The Marauders were able to ride a bout of wildness from Corella in the first inning, loading the bases on a pair of walks and then a Bowen infield single, followed by the two-out walk by Romero that forced home remains the only Marauders run thus far. Bowen waiting for the 3-0. Throw to first again, but safely. That's two moves used in this at-bat. Bowen waits for the pitch with Corella's hands together at his belt. 3-0 from the right-hander. It is a slider for strike one. Utmost confidence for Juan Corella in his slider. He's able to throw it for a strike in any count, including on that 3-0 pitch there. That's something that you don't see a ton of here at the single-A level. There's a look at Sebastian Rodriguez, now standing and watching, waiting for his turn out of the Marauders' pen. 3-1 to Bowen. He swings and bounces one to third. Cabrera takes it. Throw to second is in time to get Nadal, who can't believe it. Bowen is safe by a wide margin at first base. And predictably, here's Jonathan Johnston out of the dugout to talk with Nelson Fraley. Davies Nadal in his pop-up slide immediately threw his hands to the sky, and he has not moved off second base. He insists he was safe. So Nelson Fraley hearing out Johnston's gripes. Now let's look at the replay here. Slow bouncer to third. Cabrera threw it. Oh, my goodness. Nadal was right there. I don't understand how on earth you call him out. So Nadal walks off the field. You got to be kidding me. That's not right. Another look. Nadal's foot right there on the bag beating that throw. Replay doesn't lie. So the Marauders get the short end of the stick here. Runner on first and one away for Sung Che Chang. Right-hander delivers and Chang takes low. Once again, that tying run to the plate for Bradenton. Chang homered last night. Solo job in the sixth inning. Bowen on first base with one out. Chang takes just outside ball two. Pitch count riding a little bit higher than ideal for Juan Corella. 56 pitches thrown as he works with one out here in the third. Exactly half of those 56 pitches for strikes. The 2-0. Chang looks at a floater just outside for ball three. 3-0. Corella nibbling on those last couple of pitches. Now he wants to challenge. That call's upheld. Remains 3-0 on Chang. Chang wearing the black elbow guard on his front right elbow. Long white compression sleeve on that right arm. Awaiting the 3-0 pitch. Corella spins and throws to first. Bowen back in with a dive. No tag from Garcia. Now the third baseman Cabrera playing way over between second and third base. Almost halfway between the two. Extreme shift on against Chang. 3-0 pitch. Taken outside for ball four. The Marauders have two aboard now. So Sung Che Chang draws the four-pitch walk behind the Jace Bowen fielder's choice. Rodolfo Nolasco steps to the plate representing the go-ahead run for Bradenton. Bowen on second, Chang on first base. Both men run very well. Corella glances at second. He comes home with it. The pitch to Nolasco is a slider for a strike over the inner half. Nolasco, the team's second-leading run producer, 30 runs batted in this season. Time called behind the plate by Austin Wells here. Success with men in scoring position, batting 258. Tying run on first and Sung Che Chang, the trailing runner. Both men dancing off their respective bases. And here comes the 0-1. Nolasco takes a slider low for ball one. Very, very close. At any rate, a good spot by Corella on that pitch. Balls outnumbering the strikes now for the right-hander. 31 pitches missing the zone. 29 for strikes out of his 60 total. Here's the 1-1. Nolasco takes a look at one just outside for ball two. And the Tarpons elect not to challenge it. Much better play discipline here by the Marauders in the third inning than exhibited in the second, in which Corella struck out the side. Deep breath by Corella. Here's the pitch. Nolasco thought about it. Takes outside again for ball three. Austin Wells asking for the challenge now. Very busy game so far by Garrett Griffin. And that call's upheld. 3-1 on Nolasco. And the Tarpons are now out of challenges. We're only in the third inning. A lot of high leverage spots here for both teams. Close game, this one within reach for Bradenton, trailing 3-1, home half of the third inning with two men aboard. 3-1 pitch to Nolasco is a breaking ball. Too high for ball four, and that loads the bases. An incredulous Juan Corella stares down plate umpire Garrett Griffin, not digging the no call. Well, let's see if Randy Romero can work a little mojo again with bases full. But first, timeout called. And Tarpons pitching coach Grayson Crawford for a chat. Well, we have the chance now. Let's check in on our brethren across the Florida State League tonight. Gave you some of the matchups that we're seeing this evening elsewhere in the state. Right now, bottom of the first inning, Jupiter with two aboard, two outs. Top two over at Jupiter, the Palm Beach Cardinals hosting the Daytona Tortugas. That game is scoreless. Lakeland and Clearwater scoreless, bottom of the fourth inning. Clearwater with the runner on first base and nobody out. Still a long ways to go here in the 2022 season as the Marauders are just five games deep into the second half of play. The Marauders beginning the second half 2-3. The Tarpons are 4-1. And here's a big tipping point in this game. Bottom of the third inning, bases loaded for the second time tonight for Bradenton, trying to take fuller advantage this time around. Juan Corella will go from the full windup to Randy Romero. Here is the pitch to the Marauders left fielder. He looks at one low for a ball. Some big-time command struggles here from Juan Corella. He has walked five. That's a new season high for him. 1-0 pitch to Romero. He takes a slider strike. Tying run now on second in Sung Che Cheng. He's the middle runner. Bowen is at third. Nolasco on first. The 1-1 toss. Slider, that's in the zone for strike two. And Romero behind in the count. Only run for the Marauders so far from Romero. Bases loaded, walk in the first. Here comes the 1-2 from Corella. Breaking ball swung on and missed for strike three. And that will bring up Grant Cook. Cook unable to seize a bases loaded opportunity in the first. Popped out to the third baseman ending the inning. Trying to deliver a hit here in the third. Here's the toss to Cook. A breaking ball falls into the zone for a strike. Juan Corella, erratic here in his 12th start of the year. Still holding the Marauders in check, though. Here's the 0-1. Cook swings at a breaking ball, shatters his bat, a soft liner to the second baseman. Cowles, he makes a sliding catch. Inning over, the Marauders leave the bases loaded. We head to the fourth, Tampa Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Hard at work on this field between innings. We head to the fourth inning here at Leacon Park. The only moisture that has touched this field so far tonight has been from the grounds crew's hose. And right before getting going here in the fourth inning, Sebastian Rodriguez has been called for a pitch clock violation. He's looking confused on the mound. Looked like he wanted to swap baseballs. Plate umpire Garrett Griffin stepping out from behind home plate, calling that automatic first ball. Anthony Garcia leads off the fourth for the Tarpons, and he takes one low and inside, almost hitting his shins, and it bounces to the backstop. Sebastian Rodriguez joining the Marauders last week for the Dunedin trip. Into his motion, 2-0 to Garcia. Taken on the outside corner, fastball at 90 miles per hour for strike one. Single-A debut for Rodriguez on Saturday. In game two of a doubleheader, gave up a pair of hits and a run, and took the loss in that game for Bradenton. Next one, a changeup for strike two. 2-2 on Anthony Garcia. Tapping the bat gently over his left shoulder, waiting for the pitch, and time called. And infield shifted way over to the pole side of the lefty hitter. 2-2. Low and inside, just over Garcia's shoe tops. Slider breaking around the left-handed hitter. And the count goes to full. Lights are on here at Leacom beneath cloudy skies. 3-2 coming, and Garcia lays off high for ball four. One of the most discerning eyes in the Florida State League, Anthony Garcia, draws his league-leading 59th walk. Garcia runs well for a player of his build. He's stolen 17 bases in 20 tries. He's a man to keep an eye on. Tarpon's working with a 3-1 lead in the top of the fourth. Marcos Cabrera. Rodriguez kicks and deals, and a fastball check swung foul on a bouncing ball into the Marauders' dugout. A couple of men turning and taking cover. And Sergio Campagna looks like the man leaning over the railing and jokingly flicking his hand to Marcos Cabrera as if to say, hit it that way. Leave us alone. Here's the 0-1 from Rodriguez. Cabrera takes strike two. Cabrera worked a good battle his first time up. Saw 8 pitches in his first at-bat. Struck out swinging in the end. Here is the set. 0-2 from Rodriguez, breaking ball, bends into the zone for strike three. One gone here in the fourth. And a stunned Marcos Cabrera points with his bat to the plate umpire Garrett Griffin. And he may be lucky that he's still in this game after doing that. Can someone understand Marcos Cabrera's gripe there? A little bit of a borderline pitch. One away, Madison Santos the next batter. Rodriguez fires. Fastball way outside. All runs in this game so far, scoring in the first inning. Tampa, 3-run homer by Austin Wells in the top half. Bottom half, Marauders got a run on a bases-loaded walk by Randy Romero. Spin and a throw to first, and that pickoff throw almost sailing high from Rodriguez. In safely, Garcia. really don't think I've ever seen a guy of his size steal so many bases. Anthony Garcia, 6'4", 6'5", 204 pounds. He's going here. Speaking of which, pitch is high. Throw to second by Cook. Is not in time, and the ball dropped by Sung Che Cheng. So, speak of the devil, stolen base here for Anthony Garcia, his 18th of the season. Got a pretty good jump there off of Rodriguez's delivery. And now pitcher and catcher meeting quickly on the mound, changing up those signals with the runner peering in from second. The count is 2-0 on Madison Santos. Tampa 3, Bradenton 1, top 4. Here's the 2-0. Way outside. Sebastian Rodriguez signing with the Pirates out of the Dominican on September 28th, 2019. Began this season in the Complex League. 7 innings of work over 4 relief appearances. 3-0. Santos swings and chops it foul at home plate. Santos comes from Monte Cristi in the Dominican Republic, signed with the Yankees in January of 2018. He'll be celebrating his 23rd birthday later this year. September the 6th, right near the end of the regular season. Entire playing field covered in shade here at Lee Com. We're in the top of the fourth inning on this warm Thursday night. 3-1 pitch. Santos takes high and outside for ball four. Walks have become a recurring problem again for the Marauders pitching staff. 273 walks issued by Bradenton pitching. That's third most in the 10-team Florida State League. Time call. Pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo coming out for a chat. So Bazzardo is going to try and help Rodriguez clear his slate and recenter himself. Working into a first and second one-out jam here. We're in the third game of a six-game series, and the Marauders would not prefer to enter a three-game losing streak. They've endured a couple of skids where they've lost back-to-back games. Problem is, they haven't been able to string together back-to-back wins very much. They were finally able to do so last week in Dunedin. Back-to-back wins on last Tuesday and Wednesday. Out a series victory for the first time in 8 weeks with last week's 4-2 win over Dunedin. Trying to find their footing here in the series against Tampa. Tarpons winning the first two games, each of the last two nights. They're up 3-1 here in the fourth inning in game three. Mound meeting over. Benjamin Cowles the batter. Double steal. Fastball comes high and tight and plunks Cowles. Well, Ben Cowles hit by a pitch right in the upper part of the back. And he'll head down to first base. Does not feel good. Right along the spine there. Plate umpire Garrett Griffin moving out about halfway toward the mound just to prevent any extracurriculars from going on after that high and tight hit by pitch. So the base is loaded. Sebastian Rodriguez on a pair of walks and a hit by pitch. Grant Richardson, the hitter. Here's the pitch to the left-handed batter. Check swing. Call the strike by Garrett Griffin. Ground ball to the infield. Could get Rodriguez out of this inning. The 0-1. Richardson takes way outside ball one. A lot of these pitches nowhere close from Rodriguez. Richardson on the year, 266 with the average, 367 on base percentage. Very respectable 455 slugging. The 1-1. He takes a high strike, two. Rodriguez works ahead in the count now. Richardson lined out to the first baseman Marcos in his first at bat. Knuckling line drive that Marcos caught just an inch or two above the dirt. A tarpon on every base here in the fourth inning. The 1-2 pitch from Rodriguez. Swing and a miss. Down goes Richardson. Two gone here in the fourth inning. Crafton is there from Sebastian Rodriguez. That's a huge second out. The Marauders defense can play back at standard depth now. Caught quite a bit of the middle of the plate, and Richardson, too vicious of a swing, couldn't put bat to ball. Righty facing a right-handed batter, Kyle Battle is the next man up. Here's the pitch, high and inside. Battle goes ducking out of the way, the fastball. Christian Charlie, by the way, three perfect innings in early relief tonight for the Marauders. Taking over early from Wilkin Ramos, leaving in the first inning with an injury. The 1-0. Breaking ball. Finds the zone for strike one. Charlie finishes with five strikeouts. Of course, didn't allow a base runner. Nine up and nine down by the righty from the Dominican. Sebastian Rodriguez now with the 1-1 to Kyle Battle. Breaking ball. Caught on and missed for strike two. Tarpons with three runs on two hits. Marauders one run on one hit. Battle asking for additional time. Stepping out of the box. Gets resituated. Circling the black bat around. Now tapping it softly on his right shoulder. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. Inning over. Rodriguez escapes the bases loaded jam. No damage done. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Tarpons lead the Marauders 3-1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air. Or at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Lecon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
The old fan favorite, the hot dog race during this past inning break. Muster, the winner tonight. Always one to fixate your attention on at the end of the third inning. Here's Norquis Marcos going after the first pitch, popping it foul out of play. Oh, correction there, middle of the fourth inning, that inning break was. Norquis Marcos down on strikes. His first at bat. Marcos followed by Josiah Dixon, Mike Jarvis. Three men due up here in the fourth for Bradenton. 0-1, Marcos swings and pops another one foul. Same spot. Over toward the ticket office. This Marauders squad hoping to see a little comeback push here. Bats have been stalling for the most part. And Norquis Marcos feeling some sort of discomfort there, bending over the waist. And oh, never mind. He's got the pine tar stick. False alarm. His back was completely to the radio booth, so didn't exactly have a fresh view of everything. All is good. Norquis Marcos, just a little extra pine tar on the handle. He is settled back into the box. Juan Corella, the windup and the 0-2 pitch. Marcos swings and bounces one foul toward the Tarpons dugout. Corella has racked up a handful of strikeouts, six on the evening. He has also walked five. That's a new season high. 0-2. Breaking ball, low and outside. Austin Wells started throwing the ball around the horn despite no strike call. That is not a good look. And of course, the fans are going to let him hear it a little bit. Yeah, plate umpires don't tend to like that one. Corella still ahead in the count, 1-2. The pitch to Marcos. Swinging a high drive, fairly deep to left. Richardson moving to his right. This will stay in the yard. And Richardson puts it away on the one-handed catch. Josiah Dixon, who also went down on strikes his first time, will bat next. Dixon out of Riverside, California. Pirates' 23rd round pick in 2019. He swings and rolls one into first base in time to get the speedster Dixon. And there are two outs quickly for the Marauders in the fourth. Well, fans, we don't want you to miss out on our Independence Day celebration presented by LECOM. That's coming up this Sunday. Gates open at 5:30 for our 6:30 p.m. game. First 1,500 fans through the gate will get a free T-shirt. Also enjoy a post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets online at BradentonMarauders.com. Here's Mike Jarvis. He takes a fastball down. An Independence Day celebration, one we've been looking forward to for a long time here at Bradenton. Marauders will wear those special patriotic-themed jerseys for the second time this year. Jarvis goes after his slider and swings and misses. Those jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS, Manatee Operation Troop Support. Mike Jarvis 0-for-1 with a walk tonight. Corella rocks and fires. Pitch is swung on and crushed. Deep left field. Richardson back. Looking up. Goodbye, baseball. Into the left field bleachers. Mike Jarvis brings the Marauders within a run. Marauders needed a shot in the arm there with the bats, and Mike Jarvis makes it a one-run game on his third home run of the season. Third home run of the year, second of which has come at LECOM Park for Jarvis. And Davies Nadal is the next hitter. The pitch. He takes in the foot from Juan Corella. Nadal hopping around in pain as that ball hits him in the side of the foot and hunched over the waist outside of the batter's box. Casey Lee, the Marauders trainer, coming out to look at Nadal. Has a little hitch in his slow step. He's slowly walking down the first baseline. Lee's going to walk with him. Make sure he's okay. Getting nailed in the lower part of the body for a fast guy like Nadal. That's especially frustrating. Those legs are a big part of your meal ticket. So Casey Lee will head back to the Marauders dugout. Nadal will stay in the game at least for now. The Marauders now have the tying run on the base paths. Nadal's second hit-by-pitch of the evening. Jace Bowen, the hitter. Here's Corella. The set and the pitch. Bowen looks at a fastball strike. Mike Jarvis, a solo bomb into the left field bleachers. Making it a 3-2 game. Tarpons clinging to a one-run lead now. Was a 3-0 lead. Corella, high leg kick and the 0-1. Bowen swings and chops it. Third base side, dead ball, ruled by Garrett Griffin. Took a minute for him to call it, but there was a split second there where maybe the Marauders weren't sure he was going to wave it dead. Bowen started hopping around the batter's box, seemingly indicating right away that he had fouled it off himself. 268 batting average on the season for Bowen. Team leader with 8 home runs, 41 runs batted in. Slugging 515 on the season. He's behind in the count, though, 0-2. Nadal breaks for second. The pitch is swung on and missed. Bowen chases a slide piece in the dirt, and the inning is over, but Mike Jarvis' solo homer brings the Marauders within a run. 3-2 Tampa, moving to the fifth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at LECOM Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecon Park for Paws and Claw. Dave, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Solo homer by Mike Jarvis moments ago in the bottom of the fourth inning, bringing the Marauders within a run here in this game. Jarvis' third home run of the year, giving the Marauders an offensive jolt. And so with this close ball game going into the fifth inning, right-hander Sebastian Rodriguez misses low and outside to Alexander Vargas to begin the fifth. Top of the order for the Tarpons, Alexander Vargas, Jason Dominguez, Austin Wells. Prospect loaded top of the batting order for Tampa. The 1-0. Check, swing by Vargas and a breaking ball over the feet. And yes, he went around, says Nelson Fraley down the line. Oh, boy. Vargas didn't seem to care for that call. Tried with all of his might to hold up on that check swing. Here's the 1-1, rather, from Rodriguez. Misses outside. Tarpon's got a three-run homer in the first from Austin Wells. Bases loaded, walk in the bottom of the first by Randy Romero. Gave the Marauders their first run. 2-1, swinging a line drive, shot foul, right field line. Rachel Balkovec getting out of the way as that ball makes its way toward the right field corner. Is that going to make it out of play? Not quite. A couple of men coming out of the Marauders' bullpen to clear it off the field. Two and two the count on Alexander Vargas, Yankees number 28 prospect. The pitch from Rodriguez, swinging a bouncing ball, pulled to first. That's foul. Vargas last season, consistently low exit velos. Had some scouts wondering about his strength. Wonder if he can add enough strength to give some authority behind his swings. He's added some high exit velos this season, though. This pitch, however, he swings and rolls over to first. Norquis Marcos runs into the base himself. Four out, number one. Jason Dominguez will bat with the bases empty. Infield single by the Martian back in the first inning. Popped out to the shortstop in the third. Big five-tool potential for this 19-year-old outfielder. Still very, very young. Pitch to Dominguez. This is outside from Rodriguez. Signed by the Yankees just 3 years ago out of Esperanza in the Dominican Republic. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Couldn't turn on the inside fastball. Batting average up at a respectable 261 for Dominguez. Eight home runs. That's third most on the team. Leads the club with 33 runs batted in. Next pitch, a breaker way outside. Plenty of loud contact. Dominguez, a lot of muscle. High exit velos for this guy. Plenty of athleticism, though. He moves around quickly. Next pitch is outside again. 3-1 from Sebastian Rodriguez. We've seen the glove, we've seen the arm, we've seen the power, we've seen it all from Jason Dominguez between this season and the second half of last year. 3-1, taken for strike two. Three balls and two strikes. With one out and the bases empty, Rodriguez rocks and deals the payoff, and Dominguez takes breaking ball just outside for ball four. And the blazing speed of Jason Dominguez will go onto the base paths. The Marauders like to challenge that pitch, and the call is upheld. Dominguez down to first on the one-out walk. Austin Wells will come up for a third plate appearance. Back in the first inning of this game, Wells got an opportunity with two aboard in front of him. Leadoff walk to begin the game by Alexander Vargas. Jason Dominguez followed with an infield single. And Austin Wells crushed a big mistake pitch from Wilkin Ramos onto the boardwalk in right field. Here's a pitch to Wells here. Runner breaks, pitches a strike, throw to second by Cook. Sails on him a little bit, and Sung Chae Chang leaps up and can make the tag in time. Jason Dominguez swipes second, his 15th steal of the year. And an insurance run into scoring position for the Tarpons. There's a chance Dominguez may have swiped that one even with an accurate throw. The 0-1, swinging a line drive to second. One hot plate cleanly by Nadal and a sliding stop. Throw to first in time for the second out. What a play by Davis Nadal. Hot one-hop shot hit right at him. And he goes into a sliding stop to look it into his glove. Well done. He makes things look pretty on the infield. Two outs for Anthony Garcia with Dominguez on third base. Sebastian Rodriguez trying to strand a man on third in this fifth inning. The pitch, Garcia takes over the outside corner, a strike. Garcia hails from Samana in the Dominican Republic. Awaiting the 0-1. The pitch, outside. Garcia signing with the Yankees in July of 2017. Had a maximum exit velo off the bat of 116 miles per hour at one point last season. That was the highest in the organization. 1-1 coming. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss for strike two. Good stuff from Rodriguez. A strike away from leaving that man on third base. Dominguez creeping off a third into his lead into foul territory. Infield really shading Garcia to the pole side. The 1-2 pitch is taken low and outside. Evens up at two. Three runs, two hits for the Tarpons. Two runs, two hits for the Marauders. Visitors half of the fifth inning at Lecomp Park with the sun setting off to the third base side. Now the 2-2 from Rodriguez. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Inning over. Jason Dominguez left stranded on third base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Tarpons 3, Marauders 2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecomp Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecomp. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Sometime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecomp Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecomp Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders trail the Tarpons by just a run here on this thirsty Thursday at Lecom Park. Left-hander Ryan Anderson on the pitch in relief for the Tarpons. And here to begin the bottom of the fifth, Sung Che Chang looks at a strike from Anderson. It's all southpaw from the Reno Sparks area of Nevada. 12th round pick by the Yankees in 2019 out of the University of Nevada. The 0-1. Chang thought about it. Took the pitch a little high. Ball one. Ryan Anderson, difficult season last year. Pitched mostly out of the starting rotation. Got shelled a little bit. Having an excellent year as a reliever this year. 1-1 pitch. Swinging at a ball fouled off by Chang. He's behind 1-2. Final line for Tarpon starter Juan Corella. Funky one. 4 innings, 2 hits, 2 runs. Walked 5, a season high, but also struck out 7. Didn't pitch long enough to earn the win in this game, so it'll be a bullpen effort the rest of the way for the Tarpons. 1-2. Chang takes a break. Ryan Anderson listed at 6'6", 205 pounds, a 23-year-old. His 2-2 toss. Chang swings and lifts this ball to straightaway left field. Backing up on it is Richardson, and shy of the warning track. He reaches up and makes the one-handed catch. Chang putting a little jolt into it to the opposite field. Not deep enough, though. That'll bring up Rodolfo Nolasco. A strikeout and a walk tonight. Still dark gray clouds hover all around the ballpark here at Lecom. We've been playing on undeterred, though. Rodolfo Nolasco swings the first pitch and sends one deep to right. Battle going back. He is toward the track. He looks up. It is gone! Home run, Rodolfo Nolasco! And this game is tied at 3. Pitch down in the zone, middle of the plate. Nolasco drilling it to the opposite field into the Marauders' bullpen. Game-tying solo homer by Rodolfo Nolasco, his 6th of the season. The Marauders had been going through quite the home run drought over the last couple of weeks. They've got 2 tonight as well as 1 last night. That brings up Randy Romero. Here's the pitch by Anderson. Swinging a bouncing ball, hit to second. Ben Cowles shuffling to his left, gathers it. Throw to first, almost a little wide, but a good stretch by Garcia laterally. Takes care of Romero for the second out. Different energy here in the ballpark now as the Marauders have tied it on the Nolasco home run. Grant Cook, 0-for-2 tonight, steps in for his third chance. Tall left-hander Anderson deals, and his first pitch at the knees for a strike on Cook. Cook batting 250 and has a 383 on-base percentage. The 0-1. Thought about swinging. Took just off the outside corner. Evens it up at 1. Bases are empty and 2 outs for the Marauders. Anderson set at the chest. The 1-1. There's a swing and a pop-up by Cook. This is behind home plate. Austin Wells discards the mask. And working up shy of the screen, makes the catch over the Bradenton B. Painted on the grass. And the inning is over, but this game is tied on the Rodolfo Nolasco solo blast to right field. We head to the 6th, locked at 3. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marty the Marauder helping carry a young fan off the field after our between innings game. I'm not sure the circumstances there as Marcos Cabrera swings through a first pitch offering from Sebastian Rodriguez. 0-1 to begin the sixth inning. Marauders and Tarpons tied at 3. Skies are getting dark and ominous here in Bradenton. 0-1 pitch is swung on and cranked to deep left field toward the corner. Romero back, sprinting. He watches this one go foul out of play. Marcos Cabrera gave it a ride and almost had himself a go-ahead blast for the Tarpons. Instead, just a long strike for the power-hitting third baseman for Tampa. Big swarm of cicadas making a bunch of noise outside the ballpark somewhere. Off in the distance, Rodriguez ahead 0-2. His windup and the pitch. Cabrera swings and lifts this one deep to left field. Romero back. He reaches up and makes the catch shy of the warning track. Cabrera putting a charge into another one. Ends up into a long out, though. He's 0-3 tonight. Madison Santos next up. Rodolfo Nolasco tying this game up. Last half inning for the Marauders with a solo homer to right field. So we're locked at 3-3. Here's Santos facing Rodriguez, who misses outside with his first offering. The darkest of those clouds that have been looming near the ballpark appear to be approaching us now from beyond center. 1-0 to Santos. Low and inside. It skips in the dirt. A couple of members of our grounds crew still waiting closely by in the seats. Third base side near the Tarpons dugout. The 2-0. Santos swings and slashes one foul left side. Headed out toward 9th Street. Thankfully not particularly busy this time of the evening. This game not quite 2 hours old yet. Score tied at 3, top 6. Here's the 2-1 to Santos. Way outside, Rodriguez falls behind in the count 3-1. Looking quickly, Rodriguez, 3-1 pitch. Santos takes low and inside. He walked him. That wind is picking up now, blowing in from center. A little bit of a cooling wind. That tends to be an ominous sign. Cooling wind that makes the temperature feel as if it's dropping a couple of degrees usually indicates rain on the way. No question, there is certainly some in the area. Question is, will it actually be coming our way tonight? Go ahead, run on first for the Tarpons. Here's Ben Cowles, Maryland product. Here's a pitch by Rodriguez. Misses high and inside. Cowles drafted by the Yankees in the 10th round last year. Same round in which the Pirates grabbed Justin Mikes out of Eastern Michigan. Here's the set. Long pause by Rodriguez. 1-0 pitch. Too far inside for ball two. Two and a third innings of work tonight for Sebastian Rodriguez. He's up to 51 pitches in the night. The toss, 2-0. Cowles swings and misses. Slider way off the plate outside. He chased ball three there. 2-1 the count on the power-hitting second baseman, Cowles. 0-1, a fly out to center and hit by a pitch. Square in the back last time up. Now the 2-1 runner breaks. Swing and a miss. Throw down to second by Grant Cook. Is it time to get Madison Santos? Davis Nadal, the quick tag. Santos caught stealing. Two away here in the sixth inning. And Rachel Balkovic over from her first base coaching post to argue with Nelson Fraley on the call. Balkovic has just been thrown out of the game. Well, she gave Nelson Fraley a piece of her mind, and Fraley had enough. So, bang-bang play on the caught stealing at second base. Madison Santos narrowly thrown out at second by Grant Cook. And Balkovic is slowly making her way off the field behind home plate, walking toward that third base visitor's dugout. She'll still have to make her way down to the clubhouse, far off in that left field corner. So Garrett Griffin is going to stall a little bit, dust off home plate with his brush. And somebody else on the Tarpons coaching staff will jog out and take Balkovic's place. Coaching first base, that'll be Antonio Pacheco, one of the two defensive coaches on staff. And Balkovic slowly makes her way toward that left field corner toward the visiting clubhouse. Rachel Balkovic, Tarpon manager, just ejected by base umpire Nelson Fraley, arguing a caught stealing by Madison Santos at second base for the second out here in the sixth inning. So I believe that is the first opposing manager we have seen thrown out of a game this season. In a Marauders game, yeah. First time home or away that the opposing manager has been tossed from the game. So Balkovic well on toward that left field corner now. She's making her way toward the exits for the evening. Not agreeing with the out call by Nelson Fraley on that throw down to second base by Grant Cook, catching Madison Santos stealing. Safe or out. Good throw by Cook and a good quick tag by Nadal. 2-2 now on Cowles. He swings and misses in the dirt. Picked up by Cook. His throw down to first is on the money. In time and a scoreless six by Sebastian Rodriguez. Round to the bottom of the sixth. Score tied at three. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at...
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School.
Moving to the bottom of the sixth inning at Leacom Park, Marauders 3, Tarpons 3. Wind blowing in hard from right center field. Clouds looking interesting, shall we say. Northeast Marcos leads off for the Marauders. He swings the first pitch and lifts it to left field. Could be an adventure with the wind. Left fielder Richardson playing with that breeze. Has it under control, though, as he trots inward and makes the catch. One pitch and one out. We saw a very quick warm-up routine by left-hander Ryan Anderson on the mound, as if fighting the elements here, trying to get this half inning in before potential weather hits. Anticipation of any precipitation that Leacom Park grounds crew is in the third base camera well. Prepping to pull that tarp if needed. Here's Josiah Dixon. First pitch, a strike on the outside corner from Ryan Anderson. And a challenge from the Marauders there. Call is upheld. Strike one on Dixon. Here is the set. And the 0-1, bunt shown by Dixon, and he fouls it off. Well, if I were to make a Bob Ross-esque paint color name for these, Scott, cotton candy. Simultaneously looks like little fluffs of cotton candy, purple and pink and blue, but at the same time, ominous looking. Carrying potential rain and thunderstorms with it. See what happens here at Leacom. The 0-2 to Josiah Dixon, taken low and inside. He steps out of the way, shuffling over that ball with his feet. Some action in that Marauders bullpen with the right-hander throwing. Anderson, the 1-2. Dixon lays off low. Marauders have had some good relief work tonight from Christian Charley and Sebastian Rodriguez. Ryan Anderson, the 2-2. Dixon bails out of the way again with his feet, 3-2, and Dixon tapping his bat on the ground, a little bit frustrated with himself. Wonder if he was maybe thinking he should have gotten hit with that pitch instead. Would have earned a free chip trip onto the base paths. Score tied at 3. That wind's still howling. Leaves of the palm trees rustling in the wind. 3-2 pitch is up and away. He lost him. That's ball 4. One out walk to the dangerous on the base paths, Josiah Dixon. Those grounds crew members are starting to shuffle around in that camera well. And trusted sources here, close to those in the broadcast booth, are saying that rain is expected here around 8:45, with some super heavy stuff expected around the top of the hour. Here's Mike Jarvis, pitched low and outside. Go-ahead run on first base for the Marauders. They once trailed in this game 3-0. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Score is tied at 3. 1-0 to Jarvis. Taken low, ball 2. Anderson working down toward the bottom portion of the zone. Missing his marks, though. Heating up a little bit more in that home bullpen in right field. Can't quite get a glimpse of who it is yet. The 2-0 pitch to Jarvis. A swing and a ground ball to second. This could be 2. Cowles flips to Vargas for 1. Vargas the throw to first. In time, 4-6-3 double play. Ends the inning and we remain tied at 3. Heading to the 7th. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete repair and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
The score still tied at 3. Grant Richardson leads off the 7th for Tampa here at Leacom Park. New pitcher Darvin Garcia deals for the Marauders, and he misses low and outside with his fastball. Weather getting interesting here in Bradenton. Wind blowing hard in from right field. Dark gray clouds swirling overhead. Still no rain yet. 1-0 from Garcia. Richardson lays off high and outside. Marauders trailed 3-0 coming out of the top of the first inning. They have whittled away to tie it. Most recently, a game-tying solo shot to right field in the 5th by Rodolfo Nolasco. 2-0. Richardson checks his swing. Cannot hold up on the pitch in the dirt for strike 1. Darvin Garcia 23-year-old from Las Matas in the Dominican Republic. Up and down season, 6.23 ERA on the year. Pitch, Richardson swings and misses. Late on the fastball at 94. Garcia can crank it up to 96 on the heater. Sits in the mid-90s. Also brings a good breaking ball. Just needs consistent command of his pitches. 28 strikeouts over 26 innings, but also 14 walks by Garcia. Ryanders steps off the mound. Pant legs and sleeves of players' uniforms billowing in the wind. Now somebody talking to plate umpire Garrett Griffin from the Tarpons dugout. Not sure what it was about. For those who missed out, Rachel Balkovic ejected for arguing a caught stealing at second base on Madison Santos in the sixth inning. As Richardson swings and misses at a fastball in the dirt, strike three. Nasty stuff from Darvin Garcia. One out here in the seventh. Little sinker there from Garcia. Gets Richardson down on strikes for the second time. Here's Kyle Battle, who's been a strikeout victim twice. Set. Garcia kicks and fires. Fastball swung on, lifted to left center field. Jace Bowen got a little bit of a late read, and he dives, and he makes the catch! Oh, baby, what a play by Jace Bowen! He robs Kyle Battle of a base hit, and there are two gone here in the seventh inning. Full extension diving catch by Jace Bowen, fighting the wind on that high pop-up. And able to get that full extension to the backhand side. What a brilliant diving play. Two outs for the Tarpons here in the top of the seventh. Score tied at three. Alexander Vargas, the hitter. Darvin Garcia, set of the belts, and the pitch. Vargas takes at the knees, a called strike. As if both teams are sensing what's coming here weather-wise. These teams are trying to hustle through these at-bats here. Garcia comes set. Jarvis playing even with the bag at third. The 0-1. Vargas swings and taps it foul. Losing our natural daylight a little bit sooner than we would otherwise had there been clearer skies. Those dark clouds coming toward the ballpark from right field and beyond center field. The 0-2 pitch taken outside. So the lights that have been on here at Lecom for a few innings now are taking effect earlier than they otherwise would. Garcia trying to finish off a clean seventh. He sets. The 1-2. Vargas swings and pops it up. Left field line shallow. Third baseman Jarvis running after it. Foul ground near the rolled up tarp. He reaches out and he makes the catch up against the screen. Great play by Mike Jarvis. And it's a clean seventh by Darvin Garcia. Time to stretch. Stay dry, folks, here at Lecom Park. We go to the bottom of the seventh, tied at three. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders and the Tarpons playing through some crazy wind here at Lecom Park. We still remain dry here in Bradenton on this Thursday night, but rain or shine, wind or none, 3-3, the Marauders and the Tarpons are tied, and Tampa moves to its bullpen again. Right-hander Bailey Dees is the new pitcher onto the scene. And as the Marauders look to take their first lead of the evening, going to try and get these at-bats in before some potential nasty weather hits us. It is not looking pretty beyond the outfield. Those watching on MILB TV tonight can see what we're up against here. Less than picturesque skies here in Bradenton. And for the Marauders here in the bottom of the seventh, 2-3-4 in the order with Davies Nadal leading off. Bailey Dees, one of a seemingly never-ending tidal wave of men, is 6'6" or taller out of this Tampa bullpen. 6'8" on the rubber. Dees sets and delivers to Nadal. He takes low and inside a ball. Give you the numbers on Dees in just a moment. Ryan Anderson, two innings in relief for the Tarpons. His ninth finish. Gave up the game-tying solo homer to Nolasco in the fifth inning. The 1-0. Nadal looks at a fastball strike at 90. Dees, 23 years old from Charlotte, North Carolina. 18th round pick last year out of Penn State by the Yankees. 1-1 pitch, cut out and missed for strike two. Dees, three games in the FCL last summer. 2 1/3 innings over three appearances. He's ahead on Nadal. 1-2. Pitch from Dees. Nadal looks at one just low. 2. Athleticism runs in the family. Dees' dad, Eric, played basketball at the Rochester Institute of Technology. Dees ready. Here he comes with a 2-2. Nadal lays off low. Works the count full. Nadal's been an on-base machine tonight. A walk in the first, hit by a pitch in the third and fourth innings. For the season, Bailey Dees with a 4.30 ERA, 16 appearances, all out of the bullpen. 3-2, Nadal swings and slashes it to left center, slicing away from Santos, but he stays with it. And full stride, he makes the catch in left center for the first out. That brings up Jace Bowen. 1-for-3 tonight with an infield single. Back in the hit column tonight after going 0-for each of his last two games. Righty on a righty, one out. Bases empty, bottom of the seventh, score tied. Pitch to Bowen, fastball strike from Dees. Low 90s fastball for the big righty. Last one coming in at 92. 26 strikeouts over 23 innings. He has also walked 15. Opponents batting just a .198 off him, though. 0-1, breaking ball, grounded past the mound. Second baseman Cowles takes it on a short hop. Throw to first in the dirt, but a good pick on the backhand by Garcia. Saves a throwing error. Bowen thrown out for a quick second out here in the seventh. Now, if somebody isn't able to take the lead here pretty soon, we risk seeing this game suspended, countered once this year, only a couple weeks ago in Fort Myers. Here's Sungjae Chang, first pitch, a fastball strike at the knees. Three runs, two hits for the Tarpons. Three runs, three hits for the Marauders. Now the 0-1 pitch. Chang swings, bounces it weakly down the first baseline. Picked up by Garcia, one step, and he touches the base. Three up and three down go the Marauders here in the seventh. We're on to the eighth. Still tied at three here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985.
today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Jason Dominguez to lead off the eighth for Tampa here at Lecom Park. Right-hander Darvin Garcia faced by the righty. Dominguez swings and misses over the top of a first-pitch breaking ball toward his back foot. 0-1 the count to begin the eighth inning. Darvin Garcia retired the side in order, his first inning in the seventh. He's the third man out of the bullpen tonight for the Marauders. 0-1 pitch. Fastball rides high, ball one. Yankees number eight prospect. According to Baseball America, Dominguez is 1-for-2. Infield single in the first, popped to short in the third, walked in the fifth. 1-1. He takes just outside, ball two. Meat of the order here for the Tarpons. Dominguez, Wells, Garcia. These are the big boppers. Garcia ready above the belt. His 2-1 toss. Dominguez leans away and takes a strike in the inner half. 2-2. Wind blowing across the field from right to left. Complete opposite from what it was early in the game. Wind has been changing direction frequently. 2-2. Swung on, chopped foul at home plate. Shortstop Ching shifted up toward the middle. Dominguez likes to shoot it up the middle quite a bit. Third baseman Jarvis far off the line as the switch hitter bats left-handed against the righty Garcia. Who is ready? 2-2 again. Dominguez takes too high. The count is full. 3-2. Time called as we had a baseball loose from the bullpen out in right field. Nelson Fraley down the first baseline, taking care of that, alerting everyone to the situation. Count is 3-2. Here's the leg kick, and Garcia's payoff pitch, a swing and a bouncing ball foul down the first baseline. Three runs on two hits for the Tarpons. Three runs on three hits for the Marauders have left the ballpark. Home runs by Mike Jarvis and Rodolfo Nolasco. And it looks like the Marauders are going to intentionally walk Jason Dominguez here. And that's a puzzling decision, unless I missed the hand signal and it was a pitch clock violation on Garcia. That might have been the case. Wouldn't have made sense to intentionally walk somebody, put the go-ahead run aboard. So Dominguez earns the free pass. Flashes of lightning going off beyond right field in the distance. Austin Wells stands in for the fourth time tonight. Here's the pitch. Left-handed batter takes just high, ball one. Pivotal spot here for Darvin Garcia on the mound. He sets. Dominguez, small lead off of first base. Here's the 1-0. Fastball in there for a strike on Wells. Austin Wells, a Las Vegas native. First round pick by the Yankees in 2020. Out of the University of Arizona. Growing up in Las Vegas, attended Bishop Gorman High School, which has produced quite a few professional athletes over the years. 1-1. Wells swings and lifts one foul out toward 9th Street outside the ballpark. Bishop Gorman High School has produced Joey Gallo, Yankee slugger. Also Zach Collins, NBA star. Former Portland Trailblazer, now at the San Antonio Spurs. Now Garcia ready. 1-2 pitch coming to Wells. He swings and misses for strike three. Garcia goes off speed and gets a big first out here in the eighth inning. Those flashes of lightning behind right field seem to be getting a little bit closer. Anthony Garcia will be the hitter. Feet spread wide apart in the box. Garcia standing tall from the left side. Here's the pitch. Garcia takes under the hands for ball one. Garcia, his first season and a full season affiliate here in 2022. Last season, pitched for FCL Pirates Gold. The 1-0, Dominguez not moving. Garcia takes one low and outside. 2-0. 2.73 ERA for Garcia last year in the FCL. 0.94 whip. Struck out 44, walked only 9. Flashes of brilliance here out of the Bradenton bullpen, looking for more consistency. The 2-0 to Garcia. He takes a strike. Looked like a backdoor slider. Wynn still pushing across from right to left. Top of the eighth inning, score tied at 3. Pickoff to first base. Back in, standing up is Dominguez. Shortstop Cheng shifted toward the middle. The 2-1. Garcia swings and chops it foul. He took a mighty hack. He never gets cheated on any of his swings. Two balls and two strikes on the cleanup hitting slugger for the Tarpons. Rated by Baseball America as the Yankees' number 23 prospect in the organization. 2-2 from Garcia, and it's outside for ball three. 3-2. So who will win the Battle of the Garcias? No relation. Darvine on the mound, the right-hander. Anthony at the plate. Fourth plate appearance, 0-2 with a walk in the fourth. Right-hander is ready. The 3-2 to Anthony Garcia. Dominguez breaks for second, and the pitch is bounced foul into the Marauders' dugout. So we'll see another 3-2 pitch. Nineteen pitches here in this eighth inning by Darvin Garcia. Good battle put up by Jason Dominguez. He saw eight pitches. Austin Wells saw four. Next one to Garcia will be number 7. 10. Swinging a high drive deep out to left field. Randy Romero back onto the warning track. He looks up and this ball is gone. Two-run opposite field home run by Anthony Garcia. And the Tarpons have retaken the lead. It's 5-3 here in the eighth inning. Garcia now tied for the team lead again with 11 home runs in the season. That puts the Tarpons in front for the second time tonight. And not to take anything away from Garcia's talents, but you have to wonder if that ball maybe caught the jet stream a little bit. Wind blowing across the field right to left. Here's Marcos Cabrera, who hits the deck on a slider that gets away from Darvin Garcia. Crowd getting a little quiet again after the two-run go-ahead shot by Anthony Garcia to left field. Darvin Garcia trying to rebound. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Cabrera swings and bounces one to third. Jarvis backhands it on a tough short hop. Throw across to first. In time. Pick made by Norquis Marcos. And there are two gone here in the inning. So good play there by Jarvis. Also good play on the receiving end there by Norquis Marcos on the 5-3 ground out. Madison Santos next up for the Tarpons, who are now in a 5-3 lead. Here's the set. The pitch to Santos is a fastball strike in the outside corner. Marauders had the score tied up at 3-3 on a Rodolfo Nolasco homer in the fifth inning. Remained that way all the way until this eighth inning. Next pitch, a breaking ball low from Garcia. Now the set. 1-1 pitch. Fastball swung on, bounced foul. First baseline. Been a lot of ugly looks in the sky. Nothing to speak of, though, precipitation-wise. Top of the eighth. Count 1-2 on Madison Santos. The pitch is high and outside. Here's the set. Garcia with a 2-2 to Santos. Swing and a chopper foul. A lot of battles in this inning by Tarpon's hitters. Anthony Garcia homered on pitch number 7 of his at-bat. Jason Dominguez, an 8-pitch plate appearance for his walk. See what Garcia has in store on 2-2. The pitch in the dirt for ball 3 and another full count. Garcia just has not been economical with his pitches here in the 8th inning. Garcia nods the sign from Cook. Ready. The 3-2. Santos swings and grounds one hard. A base hit to right center field. Garcia just has not been able to put guys away with two strikes on him this inning. So that extends the 8th for Tampa. Ben Cowles will stand in next. He is 0-2 with a hit by pitch. Pace of the game has slowed considerably here in the 8th. Go-ahead two-run homer by Anthony Garcia, largely responsible. First pitch is high and inside to Cowles for ball 1. The 1-0. Fastball low and away. Mike Jarvis, third baseman, guarding the line, playing deep. Looking for Cowles, the right-handed batter, to pull. The 2-0. Garcia gets a swing and a pop-up. First base side, headed out of play. And into the upper level of the seating bowl. Cowles, a lifelong Yankees fan. Born in Rochester, New York. Hometown is Newark, New York, about 30 miles east of Rochester. 2-1 pitch. Cowles takes just outside on the Garcia slider for ball 3. Favorite player growing up, as was the case for many Yankees fans and otherwise, for kids growing up at that time, Derek Jeter. 3-1 pitch is on its way from Garcia. Cowles swings and fouls it back. Newark High School. During his formative years, Ben Cowles, growing up in New York, played baseball and basketball, won a Section 5 basketball title during his high school career. 3-2, two outs. Madison Santos will be running off of first on the next pitch. 3-2, there goes Santos, and a swing and a miss by Cowles finishes off the top of the 8th, but a 2-run homer by Anthony Garcia puts Tampa back in front, 5-3. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the opening weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Well, regardless of the result, let's see if we can get this game in before the rain hits. Here in Bradenton, things have been looking sketchy for a while. We have stayed dry to this point. Bottom of the eighth, Rodolfo Nolasco leads off. Bailey Dees back to the mound for Tampa. The pitch from the big righty misses low and outside on a slider. Back in the fifth inning, Rodolfo Nolasco tied the game at 3-3 with a solo homer to right field. Tampa has since retaken the lead, 5-3, on a two-run blast to left by Anthony Garcia in the top of the eighth a couple of minutes ago. The 1-0 to Nolasco. He checks his swing at a pitch and is a called strike anyway around the knees. 1-1 from Dees to Nolasco. Here's the pitch from the righty. Slider skips in the dirt, low and outside. He holds off. 5, 6, and 7 in the Marauders' order. Nolasco, Romero, and Cook. Outfield playing Nolasco straight away. Infield shading him to the pole side. Here's the 2-1 offering. Swing and a miss through a fastball. Dees comes set after getting the signal from Austin Wells. Now the 2-2 is on its way. Swinging a line drive to the shortstop. One hop. Vargas takes it on the backhand, but he can't find his balance. And even though he keeps the ball in his glove, he doesn't have a chance at a play on first. Infield single for Rodolfo Nolasco. Well, that was interesting as Vargas, the shortstop, didn't even try to turn and make an effort on the throw to first base. He was stumbling, trying to even keep his footing. Big cloud-to-cloud lightning going off behind the right field corner here as Randy Romero approaches home plate. He's into the box. 0-2 with a bases-loaded walk tonight. He bunts the first pitch foul. We've seen Romero a handful of times this season bunt his way aboard. Rodolfo Nolasco's infield single just now. Exit velo of 105 off the bat. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss by Romero for strike two. Special thanks once again to Steph Lombardo, minor league ops assistant, for feeding the information. Randy Romero trailing in the count 0-2. The Marauders trailing by 2 runs here in the home half of the eighth inning. Dees kicks and deals. Breaking ball is outside. Tarpons led 3-0 after half an inning tonight. Marauders got 1 in the 1st, 1 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th. Score was tied from the 5th until the Garcia homer in the top of the 8th. 1-2. Romero checks his swing at a slider outside. Did he go? The Tarpons are asking. He did not. Nelson Fraley giving the verdict. Five runs, 4 hits for Tampa. 3 runs, 4 hits for Bradenton. Here comes Dees with a 2-2. Romero swings and misses, fooled badly on a slider, and he's gone. Some nasty stuff from Bailey Dees. Grant Cook, 0-3 in this one. Gets his fourth opportunity of the night. Cook last night, a towering 2-run homer. Check that Tuesday night. Cook a home run in the 4th inning. The pitch. He takes a fastball strike in the outer half. Tarpons red hot to begin the second half. They're 4-1 to their first 5 games of the second half. Marauders are 2-3. Time called on the bases by Nelson Fraley. I'm not sure why. Is there an object? Oh, there's an object out in right center field. Center fielder Madison Santos going to jog over and get it. Got a plastic bag maybe or a piece of paper. Now, whatever it is, he stuffs it into his back pocket. Grant Cook, 0-1 the count, 0-3 tonight. Pop out to the third baseman, a line out to the second baseman, pop out to the catcher. Trying to square one up here in his 4th at bat of the night. Right-hander Dees deals the 0-1. Fastball almost grazed to the outside corner, just outside. That fastball in 94, hardest we have seen from Dees tonight. Call cautious leadoff first by Nolasco. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball on the outside corner for strike two. Cook didn't like it. Shaking his head to himself, not directly engaging with Garrett Griffin after the call. Third baseman Cabrera playing close to the bag, playing the right-handed batter to pull. Now the 1-2 toss. Low and outside. A good snag by Wells on a backhand lunge. Nolasco, the run first, runs well. Eight here for the Marauders in the form of Cook. A right-hander throwing for Bradenton in the bullpen, meanwhile, out in right field. Bailey Dees comes home with a 2-2. Breaking ball low and outside. Ball three. Cook works it full. 2-tone bat for Cookie. Black barrel. Tan handle. Stands in a upright and open stance from the right side. The 3-2. Cook swings and misses. Strike three. Two outs here in the bottom of the eighth inning. That wind is not letting up. Blowing in from right field. We're fortunate to have remained dry this far into the game. If you had asked us if that would be the case earlier this afternoon, we would probably give you a little chuckle. Here's Norquis Marcos, 0-for-3. The set, Dees delivers, and way outside with a fastball. If the Marauders go on to lose tonight, they would automatically not have a chance at a series victory this week. Tarpons have won the first two of the set. The 1-0 pitch, a fastball strike. With his 0-for-3 tonight, Marcos, a couple of flyouts to left and a strikeout looking. Marcos is now 4-for-47 in 17 games for the Marauders this year. 1-1 toss. Fastball punched foul out of play first base side. Can't quite yet get a good look at the Marauders reliever warming up in the pen. We'll have to wait on that. 1-2 coming from Dees. A swing and a miss by Marcos. Strike three. He chased after the slider. And Nolasco is left stranded on first. We head to the ninth inning. Tampa 5, Bradenton 3. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Call the bullpen for the Marauders as we go to the top of the ninth inning. Bradenton trailing Tampa 5-3. Dante Mendoza on the mound, and Marty the Marauder is with us here in the booth. Marty, yeah, you're hoping and praying for a Marauders win tonight, yeah? Yeah, I mean, the game is within reach. 5-3 Tampa, only two runs to go. First, Dante Mendoza has to hold it, though. Oh, you're biting your nail. Dude, I thought you'd bitten your nails off already earlier this season. Yeah. He's biting away the little nubs that are left. Well, do whatever you can to work your magic, Marty. Put your rally cap on. Oh, wait. I don't know if rubbing my head's going to give us much luck. So Dante Mendoza will toe the rubber as we go to the top of the ninth, looking to hold the Tarpon game. Marty is trying to cast some sort of spell on the visiting team from the booth here. Oh, we'll see what that does. Dante Mendoza deals to Grant Richardson. The first pitch is outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Well, good seeing you, buddy. Marty is always an esteemed guest here in the Lecom Park broadcast booth. Grant Richardson leads off for the Tarpons here in the ninth, and his next pitch that he receives is a slider from Mendoza. Swung on and missed for strike one. Had a good chat with Mendoza last week in Dunedin about how he's been progressing here in his first full-length season as a professional. As he deals the 1-1, fastball way outside ball two. It's been a breakout year for Dante. Southern California native, had an injury-riddled year last year in the Complex League. He's been one of the most reliable relievers throughout the Florida State League this year. 1.48 ERA and a 1.07 whip. The 2-1, Richardson swings through a fastball for strike two. Mendoza has said that his command has been key to his first step in turning his career around and his success out of the back end of the bullpen this year. He's ready. The 2-2 coming. Richardson swings and misses. Fastball at 95 up in the zone. Got him strike three. So one away for the Tarpons in the top of the ninth inning. That brings up Kyle Battle. 0-3. And some rogue fireworks going off behind right field. Some early Independence Day celebration maybe going on out here in the neighborhood. Kyle Battle settles into the box. And the pitch by Mendoza. Battle checks his swing. Hit a pitch inside. Didn't go on the check swing. Mendoza has also said that he's been working on a changeup lately. Kicks and delivers the 1-0. Fastball paints the black on the outside corner a strike. Said he was reasonably pleased with the results when he debuted that changeup in game action a couple of weeks ago in Fort Myers. Says it's still a work in progress. We'll give him an additional weapon to use against left-handed hitters especially. 1-1 on the line. Marcos, the first baseman, into foul ground. He makes the catch. Good job by Norquis Marcos on the warning track in foul territory. And too quickly retired by Dante Mendoza here in the visitors' half of the ninth. Alexander Vargas will bat next. Tarpon's leadoff man is hitless tonight. Some more fireworks going off behind right field. No more than a mile or so away probably. Red and green and blue fireworks flashing in the distance. Pitch to Vargas. He swings and shoots a soft liner foul, third base line. Four hits apiece tonight. But the run column where it counts. Tarpon's leading 5-3. 0-1 to Vargas. Skips in the dirt. Vargas bending backwards away from it. Mendoza this season holding opponents to a 157 batting average. This is his 18th outing of the season, and he has held opponents scoreless in 10 of his last 11 appearances. He's been dominant, and if you want to think about a guy who's maybe playing himself into consideration for a promotion to the next level, look no further than Mendoza. He gets the signal from Cook. 6'5" righty steps off the rubber now. Bright flash of lightning illuminating the sky over left field, and now Garrett Griffin is calling Mendoza on a pitch clock violation. That pushes the count to 2-1. Vargas popped out to the third baseman Jarvis his last time. 2-1. Swinging a crisp ground ball on five hops to the second baseman Nadal. Sidearm toss to first in time, and the top of the ninth is over. Go time for the Marauders, trailing 5-3 here at Lecom Park. Dixon, Jarvis, Nadal coming up. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieve 100 Kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Hey, Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Tarpons lead the Marauders 5-3, and right-hander Bailey Dees will continue on the mound for the Tarpons here at Lee Comm Park. Right-hander has held the Marauders scoreless in his first two innings of work, and he is on for the save opportunity here. And for Bradenton, it'll be 9-1-2 in the order. So Dees, actually a correction, he was already in the game when the go-ahead homer was hit for Tampa, so correction, he is not on for the save opportunity. He would be the winning pitcher, as a matter of fact, if Tampa does indeed go on to win this game. Josiah Dixon opens up for the Marauders here in the bottom of the ninth. He is 0-2 with a walk. Dees delivers, and the first pitch bounces up there for ball one. Tampa, three-run homer from Austin Wells in the first inning, retook the lead, breaking a 3-3 tie in the eighth inning on a two-run shot to left by Anthony Garcia. 1-0 to Dixon. Fastball blazes right down the center. The Marauders, after trailing 3-0 early, chipped away. One run in the first. Bases loaded walk by Randy Romero. Fourth inning, solo homer Mike Jarvis. Fifth inning, game-tying solo blast by Rodolfo Nolasco. 1-1 pitch. Swung on, fought off foul by Dixon. And it's 1-2. Marauders would love to have Josiah on the base paths. Even though he would not represent the tying run, Bradenton could certainly use his wheels out there to make this game a closer one. The 1-2 coming. Dixon swings and gets a piece of a breaking ball. A devastating slider from Dees. Dixon hanging in there. Juan Carella started this game for the Tarpons. Ryan Anderson, two innings. Bailey Dees back for his third inning here in the ninth. His 1-2 again. Dixon takes a slider outside. Carella worked four innings, issued a season-high 5 walks as the Tarpon starter. Struck out 7, though. Ryan Anderson touched for the solo homer by Rodolfo Nolasco over his two innings. 2-2. Way upstairs. It flies to the backstop. Josiah Dixon working a full count now. Mike Jarvis waiting on deck as Brendan Dixon has a full count at the plate. The Marauders in search of a late rally, trailing by two. Dees with a 3-2 pitch. Dixon takes strike three at the knees. One away here in the ninth inning. Crowd not liking the call one bit. Another look at it. Oh, goodness, that was close. Leadoff hitter Mike Jarvis, 1-for-3, solo home run in the fourth inning, his third on the year. Also walked in the first inning, scored the Marauders' first run of the game. Here's Dees with the first pitch, and Jarvis takes that slider outside. Almost strictly fastball slider for Bailey Dees. He's been count to any situation. The 1-0 pitch, Jarvis takes a slider in there for a strike. With Tampa leading by two, the Marauders down to their final two outs. Here's the set by the 6'8" righty. A rumble of thunder in the distance as the 1-1 arrives, and Jarvis lays off high. Marauders trying to avoid a third straight loss. Dees comes set. 2-1 to Jarvis. He takes a slider that just misses somehow for ball three. Looked like a good pitch. Not ruled a strike by Garrett Griffin. Right-hander brings his hands together at the stomach. The 3-1. Fastball pounded into the ground. Foul down the third baseline. Gustavo Omana pretending as if he was about to glove it to the backhand side, as if he were an infielder. Well, Gustavo, during his playing days in the Reds Dominican Summer League affiliate, he was a quarter infielder. Also did some catching. Count 3-2 on Mike Jarvis with one out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a bouncing ball foul. Again, third baseline. Omana grabs that one on the carom of the sidewall. Bailey Dees has been a bulldog in his 2 1/3 innings of work tonight. Big lightning bolt flashing behind left field as Dees comes set. 3-2 to Jarvis. He swings and rolls one weakly to third. Grabbed by Cabrera. The throw to first is low but picked by Anthony Garcia. And the Marauders are down to their final out. Anthony Garcia has made a couple of nice picks over there at first base tonight, saving throwing errors. Timeout called. Here's the acting manager, Michelle Hernandez, out of the Tarpons' Dutch count limit for the night. So with two outs at the bottom of the ninth, Davies Nadal due up. The Tarpons go to the bullpen one more time. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll tell you who the new arm is. 5-3 Tampa, this is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Left-hander Garrett Van Zyl, Houston, Texas native, is on a pitch to Davies Nadal, who represents the final hope for the Marauders, trailing 5-3. Van Zyl, 4.22 ERA over 8 appearances on the year, averaging well over 10 strikeouts per 9 innings in his brief stint in a Tarpons uniform. So Van Zyl called upon following right-hander Bailey Dees, who evidently reached his pitch count limit, coming up with 2 2/3 scoreless. So Van Zyl, who has overcome a number of obstacles in his young career, is on the face of Davies Nadal, 0-1, hit by a pitch twice, and also a walk. Marauders could use a base runner in some form here in the ninth. The pitch, Nadal takes a fastball strike. Van Zyl, at age 18 or 19, early in his college career, had some trouble remembering things, had some headaches and fatigue. Time went on, turns out he was diagnosed with Lyme disease. 0-1 pitch is taken for strike two. The Marauders down to their final strike. Well, seeing a series of doctors, he eventually got his troubles resolved, and he was drafted in the 22nd round in 2019 by the Yankees out of Alvin Community College in Texas. 0-2. Swing and a miss by Nadal. Three quick pitches from Van Zyl, and the ball game is over. Marauders drop their third straight, and the Tarpons assure themselves of at least a series split. And the Marauders are mired in a three-game skid here as they fall off late in this one. 5-3, the final score. The Tarpons take it. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders postgame show gets underway. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Leacom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday, Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Welcome back to Leecom Park for the Marauders postgame show. A 5-3 loss for the Marauders in this one. Here's how it went down in game three of the six-game series. Top one, Tarpons wasted no time against spot starter Wilkin Ramos for Bradenton. Leadoff walk by Alexander Vargas opened the game. Jason Dominguez followed by legging out an infield single down the first baseline. And Austin Wells crushed a three-run homer onto the boardwalk in right field. One pitch later, Wilkin Ramos felt discomfort of some sort, left the game with an apparent injury. And fortunately for the Marauders, Christian Charley up to the challenge tonight. He was pulled out of the bullpen on short notice, replacing the injured Ramos, and Charley ended up retiring all nine men he faced. He did a good job to help the Marauders stay in this game. He was followed by the right-hander Sebastian Rodriguez, making just his second single-A appearance, three scoreless for Sebastian Rodriguez, overcoming four walks. The Marauders, meanwhile, with their bats, were able to chip away. A run in the bottom of the first inning, scored on a Randy Romero bases-loaded walk that made it a two-run game. Bottom of the fourth, Mike Jarvis with a solo homer into left field, and a game-tying solo homer in the fifth off the bat of Rodolfo Nolasco. That tied the score at 3-3, and it remained tied from the fifth inning until the top of the eighth when Anthony Garcia seized an opportunity. Garcia drove one to left field over the Tarpons bullpen for a go-ahead two-run blast that gave the Tarpons the winning margin in this one. Final score of 5-3. So here are the totals in this game. For the Tarpons, 5 runs, 4 hits, no errors. They left 5 men on base. And for the Marauders, 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors. They left 8 with men in scoring position. Winning pitcher in relief is Bailey Dees, 2 2/3 scoreless innings for Tampa. He is 2-2 on the year. The loss goes to Darvin Garcia. He drops to 1-3. The save goes to Garrett Van Zyl, who threw all of 3 pitches, taking over for the final out of the ninth inning. He struck out Davies Nadal to end it. That was Garrett Van Zyl's first save at the single-A level. Time of game tonight, 2 hours and 45 minutes in front of a crowd of 675 here at Leecom Park. It was 89 degrees, mostly cloudy at the time of first pitch, and we somehow, some way, avoided getting wet here in the third game of the series. We'll step aside one more time. When we come back, we'll give you the Marauders player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
We're back here at Lee Comp Park as the Marauders postgame show continues, and it's time to name our Marauders player of the game tonight. And tonight those honors go to right-hander Christian Charley. He was the man summoned from the bullpen early in the game with nobody out in the first inning after the injury to Wilkie Ramos. Charley proceeded to retire all nine men he faced and included five strikeouts in his three scoreless inning performance. Christian Charley, tonight's Marauders player of the game. A Friday battle between the Tarpons and the Marauders. The Tarpons, by the way, now 5-1 to begin the second half. The Marauders 2-4 to begin the second half. Tarpon sent right-hander Richard Fitz to the mound. He faced the Marauders once earlier this season, and right-hander Po Yu Chen will go for Bradenton. Another 6:30 p.m. first pitch tomorrow for the 1st of July. Hope to see you at the ballpark tomorrow as we celebrate Paws and Claws tomorrow. Bring your furry four-legged friend out to the ballpark. Fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages, and fans of all ages can enjoy the companionship of all the dogs here at the ballpark tomorrow. So don't miss it. Tickets available online at BradentonMarauders.com as the series continues tomorrow here at Lee Comp Park. That'll do it for us tonight. Once again, the final score, the Tarpons 5 and the Marauders 3. This is Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Lee Comp Park in Bradenton.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.